Survey season is kicking into high gear for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, and NASS wants producers to know they can be confident in its commitment to data confidentiality and security. USDA Agricultural Statistics Board Chairperson Mark Harris says there are many ways NASS collects data, including through mail, personal interviews, telephone interviews, and online.
During different parts of the season, we're also able to utilize satellite information once the crops are growing and there can be distinguished from each other. And of course, information that farmers respond to other agencies such as their Farm Service Agency and so on.
Law requires NASS to keep all individual responses confidential. When NASS collects information, Harris says the agency ensures security and confidentiality of respondent data through a specific process.
When we put these into the computers, they're always behind at least two firewalls, USDA's firewall and NASA's firewalls. A second item, we never keep the names and the data together. If someone saw the data, they would not know whose data it was. And then finally, we train our staff continually to ensure that the privacy of individuals' information are respected.
Harris says NASS notifies individual in advance of surveys to let them know they will be contacted.
So if you get a call without seeing a pre-survey letter or a questionnaire in the mail, then they can ask the enumerator to supply information about who they work for. And if it's in person, they will have ID cards. If it's over the telephone, they should be able to provide you the local NASA's telephone number, and they can call and verify that. On all questionnaires, there will be a telephone number. Similarly, in any letters they receive, there should be a telephone number and an email address that farmers can contact NASA.
This year, Harris says several of the survey programs that had been cut due to budget reductions will be returning, along with the key spring and summer surveys. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.